Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96, we do the most. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking, heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey fam and friends, hey, welcome to Coach P's Perspective, where coaching, inspiration, and faith collide. This is your host, Coach Chad Parks, and thank you for joining me today. I'm a college All-American wrestler, coach, and the author of the best-selling book, Game Changing Moves. This background has allowed me to train elite athletes, coaches, and high performers from all walks of life. So if you need a pick-me-up, a kick in the pants, or a coach in your corner, I got you right here on Coach P's Perspective. Let's go. All right, hey, you guys know that I'm a wrestling coach, I'm a lifelong wrestler, and I'm passionate about the sport. That being said, all wrestlers love wrestling shoes. You got to have the best shoes. And for me, my top choice is Terra Grappler. This company's only been on the market for a couple of years, and they are making a huge impact, game changers. Ever since I started wearing Terra Grappler wrestling shoes, I have not went back to any other brands. First off, man, they look good. You got to be swagged out whenever you're wrestling, but they have to be functional. The fit and form of these shoes is tremendous. When I put them on, they have a sock liner. They absolutely mold to my foot. They feel perfect. I wear them on the wrestling mats. I wear them whenever I'm lifting weights. But honestly, I could probably wear them anywhere. They feel so good on your foot. So if you're looking for a good wrestling shoe, coaches, wrestlers, MMA fighters, boxers, weightlifters, make sure that you check out Terra Grappler. All right. They also have beanies, t-shirts, socks, accessories like that. But man, I'm telling you what, this company is innovative. They are changing the game. You can go to the link in my show notes, get yourself a little discount. You can also sign up for the Champions Club. So every time you purchase or people purchase using your link, you can get yourself a discount toward wrestling shoes and Terra Grappler wrestling gear. They are the best on the market, hands down, guarantee you. Check out the link in the show notes. Hey, welcome to another episode of Coach P's Perspective. Today I'm going to run a solo episode. Haven't done a solo episode in a little bit, but first off, November 23rd, today is my birthday. So happy birthday to me. I just want to say thank you to everybody that listens to this podcast, that shares this podcast. Hopefully we're bringing some positive momentum to your life, some actionable steps that we can take or that we can provide and share to make your life better. So I know for me, these are things I'm trying to employ. I love getting to have high-level guests on here, picking their brains, finding out what they do that makes them successful, high-level, and then adopting some of those strategies into my own life. So for my birthday gift, if you want, if it's deserving, all right, go over to Apple Podcast, leave a 5-star and a quick review, all right? If you feel like we're deserving, go ahead and throw that on there. So it'd be a great birthday present. Again, man, I love sharing this medium. I'm passionate about it because these are all things that I really enjoy and people that I enjoy interviewing. So today, what I want to bring you is, I want to bring you an episode. I'm not even sure what to call it yet. Pain week, hell week, adjustment week, because it has all these things involved in it. So in my book, Game Changing Moves, the chapter is called Pain Week. And here's what it's about. We just finished our first week of this wrestling season, all right, this current wrestling season. We started last week. We got a full weekend, which is awesome. Today is the first day of week number two, so I'll have practice later on. A lot of times my athletes over the years, they've called that first week hell week. My book is a Christian-based book, so I just decided not to use that word, and I said pain week. Either way, right, hell week, pain week, it's a week of difficulty. But really the mindset, here's what I want to give you with this. And this applies to everything and to all of us in life, not just in sport, not just in wrestling, even though it does apply there. So anytime we're doing something new, it's difficult. It's painful. It's difficult. And every sport, just speaking of sports in general, has its own version of being in shape for that sport. So a lot of my wrestlers play football. They might be in good football shape, but when they come into wrestling, they're not in good wrestling shape. Okay, but my wrestlers could be in phenomenal wrestling shape, which I'm biased, and I played football for years and love football and coached football, but I'm biased. I think wrestling is one of the most difficult sports, and you have to be in probably some of the best shape of your life. But even with that being said, if my athletes were to leave wrestling season and go and join the track team in the spring, they would still get tired and sore and be difficult because they're not necessarily in running shape, whether it be distance running or sprinting or whatever. Okay. So that's built into our workouts a little bit, but that's not what we focus on specifically. So each sport has its own unique shape, its own unique training system. And, you know, you got to figure out how to optimize that training system. Whenever we are doing something new, it is going to be difficult. And that could be starting a diet, that could be moving and starting a new job or just moving to a new location, whatever it is. It could be awesome, it could be invigorating, but it's difficult, all right, whenever we look at it. So I want to come at this first off from perspective. And let me talk about, I'm going to go with weightlifting first, okay, because I think this is a really good example. And I see it in my own athletes as I train them. And when I very first start training them, maybe whenever they are in eighth or ninth grade and they start lifting weights with this versus when they're juniors and seniors. So I could ride a workout. We could go to the weight room or we could do it in my wrestling room. I have a lot of TRX straps up there and sandbags and things like that. But let's just say the weight room. A lot of people are familiar with weight room. If you go to the weight room and we could do a workout and I could crush myself in 20 minutes. All right, I understand my body, I understand a mind to muscle connection, I understand intensity. So not every workout is equal for every person. Two people could go in, one person could just make it through, use very little intensity, and they could even finish first, right? They could even finish the workout first, but use very little intensity, not use weights that are gonna challenge them or do reps that are gonna challenge them. And somebody else could go in and use appropriate weights. So they could do high intensity reps and very little rest and things like that. Same exact workout, you're going to get different results. So you have to understand your body. You have to understand how to work out. So I see these kids come in when they're younger. They don't understand that. Sometimes they'll go through a killer workout and they're hardly even sweating. They don't understand intensity. They don't understand how to push themselves yet. By the time they're juniors and seniors, they've figured it out, all right? They know the secret sauce behind intensity and how to push themselves. And they gain a lot more from it. Whenever we're going through something new, like Hell Week or Pain Week, all right, the first week of the season, the goal isn't just to get through. The goal is to embrace it. The goal is to grow from it. The goal is to be all in and to get the absolute most out of it. And we should be that way in everything we're doing, not just going through the motions, not just walking through our day or going to our job nonchalant. And I get it, right? I've been working the same job as a school teacher for 16 years. And I can tell you what, with coaching, like, man, it's different every single day. And you have so many people you're trying to push in school. Sometimes it's a little different because the intensity level isn't quite there, but you have a choice. So you could either go in and try to be passionate. You could go in and try to get the most out of what you're doing, or you can just try to make it through, all right? So I could have a 9-to-5, you know, 9-to-5 job, just make it through, come home, look forward to the day being over, eat dinner, sit on the couch, drink a beer, watch some TV, and go to bed and get up and do it again, okay? Or it could be very intentional about what I'm doing. Get up, have a good morning routine, go to work with some enthusiasm, do your best at work, come home, have some dinner, then intentionally spend time with your family if you have a family. Intentionally spend some time on personal growth. Maybe that's through reading or podcasts or audiobooks or writing, you know, getting a workout in, doing some breath work. I mean, there are lots of things we can be doing to grow. So not everybody's day is equal. Not everybody puts in the same amount of effort. Same thing with athletes. Same thing once we become adults, you know, we become adults and we've moved outside of the athletic realm. Okay, so with my athletes, as we go through this pain week or this hell week, as they sometimes refer to it, it's funny because I'll have seniors or I'll even have, you know, kids that are, or I guess are young adults, but wrestling or competing in college, and they'll come back and they'll be like, oh man, like it was so tough when I was a freshman or sophomore, but man, I feel like you let up on us a little bit. Like you made it easier when we were juniors and seniors. And it's funny because I didn't, right? We're doing a lot of the exact same things, but now they know what to expect when they come in. And everybody thinks they had it harder than the freshmen that are coming in or than the new group that's coming in, right? They're like, oh man, they're getting it easy. What's the deal? Like, why aren't you pushing them as hard? I am. We're doing it the same. You just understand what to expect. You understand your body better. Okay, you understand those things more. Here are some things that I want my athletes to get out of that hell week or that pain week And really, you know, we could call it adjustment week because it's just you learning to make adjustments to something new. For all of us, we should be doing this. And as I go through and I give you these 5 points, I want you to hear the points, hear me explain it in wrestling terms, all right, as I coach, but also apply this to your life wherever you are, because you've heard me say it and I'll say it again and again. Principles are principles. They apply everywhere once you understand them. Okay, so how can we take this information, this knowledge, and apply it to your life? If I want to produce high-level athletes, and I do, all right, that's always the goal, and help people find their limitations and push beyond those and to grow and get better and better, those same principles can be used in life. Okay, so as a parent, as an employee, as a spouse, as a friend, all those type of things. All right, and then I also want to say this. There's a big difference. And I'm reading the book right now, and I'm actually going to be interviewing him pretty soon. We'll have him on the podcast. But Tom Ryan, the head coach for Ohio State University, just a legend in the sport of wrestling, one of the greatest coaches in any sport in America, has a new book out, Chosen Suffering. And really, he talks about the distinction between chosen suffering, okay, which is like going and working out, versus like suffering that is imposed upon you, all right, that's unchosen. Life happens, adversity happens, difficult situations. Those things are sometimes thrust upon you, and then you got to deal with them. And they're uncomfortable and they suck, and we don't want to do that. But even when something's uncomfortable and it sucks, if it's chosen suffering, it's a little different. So right now, what I'm talking to you guys about is some chosen suffering. Okay, so I want my athletes to know this is chosen suffering. They're choosing to be there, and they're choosing to try to become their absolute best. Us as adults, we're trying to become our absolute best. I'm in every area of our lives. And that's, you know, that is chosen suffering. Unchosen suffering, things that are thrust upon us, that's a little bit different. And we have to have a mindset that where we can take some of these things and address that. But man, those are just, you know, different and tough situations. I also want to say this, when it comes to things like working out, I don't care how hard it is. Coach Heath Esslinger, one of my favorite coaches, he gives this example, and I think it's a great example. People are like, oh, you know, embrace the grind. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. But I fully get what Coach Esslinger is saying when he says this. He says, sports are not a grind. Workouts are not a grind. A grind is a single mom with two or three children who's working two or three jobs. That's a grind, right? She doesn't have a choice. She's having to go out and work to provide, to put food on the table and a shelter over a kid's head. That's a grind. That's sort of some unchosen suffering in a way, right? The chosen suffering, not necessarily a grind. We're pushing ourselves, but that's on us because we want to get better. We want to be the best at something. We want to get in shape. We want to lose weight, whatever it is. All right. So we're not going to think of it as a grind, man. We don't have to do this. We get to do this. And I want you to get that in your head. On Mondays, you shouldn't say like, I have to go to work. Like I get to go to work. All right. Whenever it comes to workout time, I don't have to go work out. I get to go work out. And I would almost say for me, I have to work out or else my wife doesn't like me as much, right? Nothing physically. It's just I'm a lot nicer person and a better person when I work out. Because for me, like I need to go get those endorphins. I got to burn that energy, all right? Get a little dose, right? So from working out, you get all the different chemicals that are released within your body whenever you're working out, like the dopamine and the oxytocin and the serotonin, all right? So dose. And then you get the endorphins. So those are all things that you get whenever you work out. All right, let me go back to this. Here we go. 5 keys or 5 things that we want to focus on during Hell Week. Here are the 5 things or during Pain Week. Number one is love for the sport. Okay, so when a wrestler has love for the sport, they're willing to go above and beyond to be the best. They embrace every aspect of it. They make a mental decision to enjoy it all, a mental decision. For us, whatever it is that we love, if you're passionate about your job, if you're passionate about being a spouse or a parent, okay, embrace all the difficult things. Don't look at them as being a grind or things you have to do. Like I said, these are things we get to do. Make a mental decision to enjoy it all. It might hurt in the moment. It might suck in the moment, but the outcome, the results that we get from putting in that effort, man, they far outweigh the hurt. And what I think a difficult thing with a lot of this is as you work out and train, as you work, you know, you go into a job every single day, whatever, it's like these things don't end. If I just stop working out, I'm going to lose muscle. I'm going to gain weight. I'm going to be in worse shape. My fitness levels are going to decline. So it's a continual thing, which makes it difficult for a lot of people, but it can become a lifestyle for you. So having love for the sport, man, whenever you love something, you are willing to push yourself. You know, a lot of people say grit, right? Grit's hard to teach, but grit's what makes people successful. Been a lot of studies on that. You know, there's some thought behind this that love is part of the things that part of what allows grit. Whenever you love something, you're gritty, you're going to fight for it, you're going to go for it, and you're willing to do it. All right, number two, work ethic. Let me just say, and I talk about work ethic a lot, but I've never met a highly successful person that was able to skip that step. They have a great work ethic. They're willing to do things that other people aren't willing to do. They're willing to push themselves. There's no easy road, all right? I can't just be like, hey, there's a fork in the road and this side's difficult and that side's easy. I'm going to take the easy and then expect to get there. It just doesn't happen, all right? So work ethic is a skill. It's a skill that we need in wrestling. It's a skill that we need in life. You have to value work ethic. You don't look at it as punishment. You look at it as improvement. So if I'm making my athletes do sprints, it's not punishment, it's improvement. We're getting in better shape. Our lungs are getting stronger. Our legs are getting stronger. Our mental toughness is getting, it's increasing, right? Because our wall is getting pushed back. Our limits are getting pushed back. So it's improvement. It's all about how you look at it. Not in punishment, it's improvement. You have to have an internal drive. You have to put a high value on work ethic. And when you do, you're going to improve, period. Work smart, but work hard. The two should and can go together. All right, number three, all in. You got to be an all-in individual. You have to have that mentality that says, I'm going to do whatever it takes to reach my best. I'm not going to toe dip. I'm going to jump into this thing and I'm going to go for it. That's going to allow me to do more than the average person is going to do. That's going to allow me to achieve the success that I desire in this as I work to master my sport, as I work to master a skill. You have to be all in. You can't toe dip. You can't just walk on the fence. You can't just be on the edge. All right. Be hot or cold. Be one or the other, but don't be lukewarm. Don't be in the middle. So we got to be all in. Number four, team unity. Very few of us are isolated, and isolation is not a good thing. One of the most difficult parts about quarantine and all the stuff going on with COVID is isolation. Whether it's somebody being put into isolation or somebody being put into quarantine, or just people not getting to be around other people, not getting to be at work, not getting to be at school. Now, I'm a school teacher, you know, and we are working remote right now. And when we got put back in the remote, there were literally kids saying like, I don't want to be lonely, like literally opening up and saying, I don't want to be lonely. Like I was so lonely last year whenever we had to do remote learning and, you know, I couldn't be around any of my friends. I get to see them for a little bit on Zoom. That's it. And my parents work and I'm just by myself all day long. It's not good for us to be isolated, not good for us to be alone. Team unity and teamwork matters. It matters for sports teams. It matters for you at work on your job. Maybe it's just you and your spouse, whatever. That's team unity, having somebody else there. God created us to be in communion with other people. All right. Whenever we look at wrestling, it's a unique sport because it's an individual sport, but it's also a team sport. Each individual needs to do their best. When they do, they contribute to the team and the team does better. But momentum is a real thing. I've seen lots of wrestlers go out and win matches they shouldn't and build momentum for the team, and more people do that. Or a really good wrestler go out and lose a match they shouldn't, and then the rest of the team just falls off. I've seen this in dual meets. I've seen it in tournaments. You can inspire other people around you. They can pick up that, you know, that momentum and just keep going because of it. Man, we see it in football so often. A team's ahead. They begin to let up a little bit. Another team comes back. They score. All right, the team that's in the lead fumbles, the other team scores again. Next thing you know, it's a close game. Momentum shifted, and the team that has gained momentum goes on and wins the game. It is a real thing. We need momentum, but it comes from team unity. All right, whenever you love your team, whenever you love your teammates, whenever you love the people that you're working with, you are going to go above and beyond for them. You're going to have more heart. You're going to have more fight. When there's blood, sweat, and tears, you're going to battle for them, not just for yourself. Look at the greatest armies in the world. They didn't battle just for themselves as individuals. They battled for those who are there with them. Same way that we go to work every day and we battle for our families. All right. We have to have that team unity, the family unity, the unity within our workplace. So if you don't have that, if you are a lone wolf, if you're an individual, find somebody who can be part of your team, who can help you grow. If you work at a business, find others with like, you know, with like minds. And let me insert this. We need iron sharpens iron. We want to be around people that help us to get better, to grow us, who want us to win. and then help us. And we employ that same mindset toward them. All right, number five, pride. Have personal pride and realize that everything you do matters. Everything matters. Have personal pride all the time. All right, doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do. The way we do anything is the way we do everything. The way we do small things is the way we do all things. All right, take pride in what you do. Take pride in your body. So putting good nutrition and good health in your body. I'm not just talking like aesthetically, right? I'm not talking like looking like a bodybuilder or a fitness model. Just taking pride in your body and staying healthy and putting good nutrition in it, getting good sleep. Take pride in the way you look, appearances. And you know, when you get to know somebody, you get to know somebody, right? But that first impression, it's an impression. It matters, okay? Be kind. Smile to people. Take pride in your work. Can you put your name to it? Brian Buffini, one of my favorite podcasters and authors and speakers, he says that, can you put your name to it? You know, whenever you do something, you are associated with that. Your family's name is associated with that. So my last name is Parks. Can I put that name to it? Will my family be proud of it? Is it going to build a legacy that I want to pass on to my children? Take pride in everything you're doing. Can you put your name to it? So as I recap, love for your sport or love for whatever it is that you're trying to do and be great at. All right. Having work ethic, being all in. Team unity, and then taking pride. These are all things that we're trying to teach during Pain Week or during Hell Week as we're adapting and learning something new and going through something difficult. And then we want to carry on into the season. We want to carry on into our lives. We want to make these lifelong habits. So I encourage you, if you're an athlete, your perspective matters. If you're an athlete, realize everything you do, you're doing it to make you better. It's not punishment. It's to improve you. As an adult, everything you do, it's not just because your boss says do it. It should be about improvement for yourself, improvement for your company, improvement for every area of your life. And hey, that's why we need to read. That's why we need to pray. That's why we need to do the extra steps at home that other people are not asking of us in order to be the best versions of ourselves. Because whenever you're the best version of yourself, you have more to give to other people, to other organizations. And as more and more people do that, the workplace grows and gets better and improves. The school grows and gets better and improves. The team grows and gets better and improves. And the community and the city and the county and the state. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody helps to improve. Eventually, it leads to a better country and a better world. So I hope that you found something in this to inspire you, to help you move forward. And, you know, for you, if you're doing something new, maybe your sports season just started, take all those things into consideration. Maybe you have moved to a new location. Maybe you've started a new job. Maybe you are a new parent, okay, or a newlywed. All those things matter. And then for those of us who have been on the, in quotations, grind for a long time, doing the same job, doing the same sport, married for a long time, maybe you've been a parent for a long time, not letting up your intensity or your passion, but keeping up all those things like you're wide-eyed and new and you're coming in, you're learning something new and you're going through those difficult things. Fire yourself back up, put yourself back up, back into a place mentally to get to do those and get to take those actions. Last but not least, I just want to say I'm grateful, man. Again, it's my birthday, 43 years on this earth. Hopefully, God willing, get to live a lot longer. You know, want to be able to impact many, many lives and, that's not up to me, right? So that's up to God. And while I'm here, I want to try to take advantage of every minute. I want to improve. There are things I did well at the age of 42, things that I was terrible at. And man, it was a tough year. 2020 was, and you know, we're still in 2020, but tough year. For me, mentally, emotionally, in every area. Decisions I made that were great, decisions I made that weren't great. Okay, that's life. So it is letting go of the things that weren't good, keeping hold of the things that were, and then continuing to move on to grow and to prosper and try to become better for myself, for my family, and then pouring into other people. All right, y'all. Hey, I thank you so much for being on here, for listening to Coach P's perspective. Share it with somebody that needs uplifted. Share it, you know, with somebody who needs a kick in the rear end, who needs a coach in their life. And then maybe they'll be fired up and then share it with somebody else. We can continue to make a positive impact on a wider and a deeper level. Love you guys. May God bless you, give you peace, smile upon you. Till next time, this has been another episode of Coach P's Perspective. and I'm out. Love you guys. Peace. Hey, before you go, I just want to tell you thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Coach P's Perspective. And then a couple things that I would ask. One is hit the subscribe button. That way, every single time a new episode comes out, man, as soon as you open up your podcast app, it is right there, ready to roll. You can listen to a new one. The second is, if you would, and we earned it, give us a 5-star review, a quick written review, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts. That's great. You know, one of the ultimate goals is to grow this show and to positively impact as many people as possible, and that helps. And then lastly, jump over to lanefrostbrand.com. Visit my friends over there. This is an incredible company, family-owned, operated, honoring the late, great Lane Frost, who is, a former rodeo champion, was one of my idols growing up, and this is one of my absolute favorite companies. So if you need ball caps, t-shirts, all kinds of apparel, again, go over to lanefrostbrand.com and check them out. Thank you guys again. Much love and God bless.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.